Didn't think I'd ever get up here. A lot of singing, giving all praise and honor to God, giving honor to our pastor, assistant pastor, giving honor to the elders, the ministers, the deacons, giving honor to my wife, giving honor to all the saints and visitors. I say praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Woo! We've heard some powerful testimonies. Powerful. Is he real? Songwriter said, real, real, real. Jesus is real to me. So many people, what? I can't live with. That is why I love him so. Because he's so, woo, so real. I dare you to try. I said, I dare you to try. I dare you to try him. The scripture says, taste and see that the Lord is good. In the natural, how do you know how good that apple pie tastes? In the natural, how do you know how good that cherry pie tastes? You gotta taste it. How do you know how good those chitlins taste? Taste and see that the Lord is what? And God is blessing us. I get so encouraged when I hear so many different testimonies because it encourages us to run on and see what the what is going. We know it's going to be glorious. We know it's going to be beautiful. And for you and I, it will be the end of the beginning. Can you chew on that for a little bit? The end of what, Uncle Mackie? The end of all this suffering, all this turmoil, all the trials and tribulations and persecution. Scripture say he's going to wipe away all the tears. It'll be the end of the beginning of all eternity for us. So what a mighty God we serve. Minister Simon knows I love that song, All the Way. Isn't that what it's all about? Did you get saved to go halfway? Did you get saved to go three quarters of the way? Look at our perfect example. Didn't he go all the way? Huh? He could have changed his life. He could have got up in Gethsemane in prayer and said, I'm going, they're going to do the way they're going to treat me, the way they're going to do me. I'm not going to lay my life down and then raise it up again. No, but he looked beyond our faults. And he saw what? He saw our needs. We needed a Savior. We needed a Redeemer. I was talking to this young man. I was talking to this fellow that I used to work with at Albany Med. And he's from Virginia. And his brother is a minister down in Virginia. And he just come back up from Virginia. And I've been talking to him about the Lord for a while. I've given him flyers. And he said, when I was in that church down there and he was preaching, he said, I just felt something. I said, that was God. I said, God wants you. God is calling you. And he knows he needs to be born again. But it's a matter of time, amen? And God deals with us all differently. I told him, I said, God is calling you. I said, I'm going to pray for you. I gave him words of encouragement, and then I left him. But the Lord, in these last and evil days, he's dealing with a lot of people. Six shepherds, St. John's Gospel, Jesus said that no man, and that goes for a woman too, can come unto me except the Spirit of my Father draws. And I'm so mindful of what Elder Camp said one time. And all this time I've been saved, when he said this certain thing, it was so profound. He said, God is always calling us to him. This word that we read and live by, it is intended to draw you to him, or it will drive you away. The word of God is intended to draw you closer to God. Yes, it cuts. It cuts because God wants us to be saved. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. But God loves us. And if you want to experience, if you want to get a glimpse of the love of God, look to Calvary. Look to Calvary. If you want to know how much God loves you and I, look to the cross and what he endured. I'd like you all to stand at this time. Not going to hold it too long. We need to hear a word from God. God's been dealing with me about this for a while. I'd like to invite your attention to the book of St. Matthew, chapter number 16. Matthew's chapter number 16, starting with verse 24. And if you don't have your Bibles, it's where? On the screen. Hallelujah. But you still have your Bible. I ain't going there. I'll leave that alone. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. We have to say amen. Let us read. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life will lose it. But whosoever loses life, for my sake, shall find it. St. Luke chapter number 14. St. Luke's Gospel chapter number 14. This is a powerful passage of scripture right here. Starting with verse number 26. Now this word hate in the Greek means to love less. Alright? If you have it, say amen. If not, it's on the screen. Verse 26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciples. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this afternoon we thank you. We thank you for your precious word. Help us to hide it in our heart that we sin not against you. Touch somebody's heart this afternoon and they may cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? Lord God, have your way in our lives. Help us to say yes when you say yes. Help us to say no when you say no. Move in a mighty way in our behalf, Lord. Keep us in these last and evil days. Keep us, Lord God, even when we don't want to be kept. Have your way, Lord. Continue to bless this ministry. We won't fail to give thy name honor, praise, and the glory. Let us say in Jesus' name, you may be seated. I want to take for a thought this afternoon, just for a little while. If we are going to live for Christ, we are going to pay the price. Come on, somebody. If we are going to live for Christ, we are going to pay a price. Amen? Now keep in mind, this walk of God is a beautiful walk. But it's not a walk of peaches and cream and sugar and spice. It's not a walk for wimps. You can't be a Christian and be a wimp. You can't walk with Jesus and don't have no spiritual backbone. Amen? You can't walk with Jesus and be a mamsy-pamsy Christian. You can't be a part-time Christian. Amen? What's a part-time Christian? Sometimes I want to serve, sometimes I don't. You can't walk with Jesus and hold hands with the devil. Amen? Pastor had that on the screen for a long time, even down at St. John's. And I used to always look at it, and it would just go over in my mind. How in the world are you going to walk with Jesus and hold hands with Satan? If you're going to walk with Christ, you're going to pay a price. Now, Jesus paid the ultimate price when he went to Calvary. If he had to pay that price, we wouldn't be here this afternoon. Amen? But the misconception sometimes about salvation and walking with God is that once I give my life to Christ, I'm going to be on easy street. Once I give my life to Christ, it's going to be peaches and cream and sugar and spice and picking daisies by the wayside. That's not true. Amen? Here our Lord and Savior is talking, and he says in the 26th verse, if any man come to me and hate not his father, his mother, his wife, his children, his brothers, his sister, yea, and what? His what? His own life also, he cannot be a disciple. So Jesus, what are you saying? The first thing you have to do when you come to Christ is deny yourself. Yeah, yeah. Amen? Yeah. All our lives before we come to Christ, it was all about self. Self does this and self does that. Self goes here and self goes there. Amen? Yeah. It was all about self. Jesus says, if any man or woman come after me, let them first deny themselves in the book of Matthew. Take up their cross and follow me. What? Yeah. Just on Sunday. Yeah. Just on Monday. Yeah. Sometime. Yeah. Part-time. Yeah. Daily means every day. Yeah. This walk of God is a walk that is a life that we enter into. And if we enter into this life, we've come out of another life. Amen? We've come out of spiritual darkness into this marvelous light. Turn with me to hallelujah. I got it on the notes here, but if I don't see it on my notes, I know where I'm going. Hold on. Jesus coming. Rather I find it or not, he's coming, but I'm excited. Hallelujah. I want you to turn with me to 1 Peter. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter number 2. 1 Peter chapter number 2. I told you I'd find it. I read the word. I study the word. Hallelujah. If we're going to walk, if we're going to live for Christ, we are going to pay a price. Look at verse number 9, 1 Peter chapter 2. But ye are what? Chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar what? That ye should what? Show forth the praises of him who have what? Called you out of what? Into his marvelous light. Those of us who have chosen to walk with Jesus, we have been called out of spiritual darkness. We were lost at one time. On our way to the lake of fire, that's the final destination of those who are lost. Amen? Amen? But Jesus came down the road of our lives one day. Amen? Amen? And he used somebody and talked through them to us to be a witness. That's what this is all about. You and I are to be witnesses for him. We don't get saved and then die and just go to heaven. He keeps us here so we can win souls for him. Amen? And we must deny ourselves first so he can have his way in our lives. you should have been here on Wednesday night. Elder Kemp was preaching and teaching about living a sanctified life. God has to take us through a process of trials and tribulations to work things in us and work things out of us. Amen? That he may be glorified through us. If we're going to live for Christ, we're going to pay a price. Some folks don't want to pay the price. The Bible says if we suffer with him, we will reign with him. And when you think about it, the suffering is just for a little while. It's temporal. Paul said, for we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal. But the things that are unseen are eternal. Every trial, every tribulation, every persecution, every temptation, every ache, every pain, here an ache, there an ache, everywhere an ache, ache. It's all temporal. It's only for a little while compared to eternity. You and I don't care how long, we can live as long as Methuselah. 969 years? Whenever you go through another trial, and Sister Jasmine Simon, she stirred me up that one Monday night. She said, I'm tired of the devil. I'm rebuking him. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Be the child of God that he's called you to be. He's given us the power. He's given us the grace. All we have to do is apply it. Hallelujah. If we're going to walk with Christ, the anointed one, and in these last and evil days, you're not here by mistake. You're here by divine design. God has called you and I here. You've been called. And every last one of us that comes to Christ, God has something for us to do. And one of the most important things is to be a light, to be salt in this dark, perverse world. There are souls that need to be saved, delivered. There are souls that need to be encouraged in church. Everybody's not on the same spiritual level. But God wants us all to be on one mind and one accord. Amen? What is the price we have to pay? We have to die to self. Hallelujah. And self and the flesh are the same thing. The war is within. It's within. Hallelujah. If we give in to the Spirit, then we're going to be victorious. Amen? But if we give in to the flesh, we're going to be lost. God wants us to be saved. He wants us to make it. He wants us to spend all eternity with him. Or else he would have never went to Calvary. Amen? Come on, talk to me, somebody. Hallelujah. He loves you and I. He cares for you and I. And let me tell you something. I remember before I gave my life to Jesus, there was that spiritual tug of war. I realized I needed Jesus. I realized I needed to be saved. But I just wanted to hold on to what I wanted to do. I just wanted to hold on to my. And then lies the battle. But don't you understand, when I surrender, there's something about surrendering your life to Jesus. When I surrendered that night, it was like Pilgrim's Progress. A weight was lifted off me. Woo, hallelujah! And things, I mean, it's like the ninth chapter of Acts, Saul of Tarsus, when Ananias laid his hands on him and prayed for him, the Bible says scales fell from his eyes. And he saw things for the first time like never before. When you give your life to Jesus, he will open your spiritual eyes. And you will see things like you never saw them before. I came to the realization, I do need Jesus. All this time I've been running from him, and he's the very one I need. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If we're going to live for Christ, we're going to pay a price. And I want you to understand, the price is worth it. Paul says in Romans 8:18, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. because you make a stand for him when you're in school. When they mock you and I, when you want your job. Let me share this with you. Because y'all don't get it. Y'all don't get it. When you make a stand for Jesus, and unsaved people make fun of you, unsaved people laugh at you, unsaved people say you're a holy roller, you're a Jesus freak, I want you to understand, deep down inside of every last one of those who are not saved, they're crying out, I need what they have. I need what they have. How do I know that? Because I'm standing here. You're here. Amen? This thing is real. And you got to be mindful. The Bible tells us if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them that believe not. Lest the glorious light of the gospel of Christ should shine unto them. The unsaved that make fun of us, the unsaved that mock us and scorn us because we make a stand for Jesus. Yes, it's going to hurt. Yes, it's going to hurt. Oh, all my feelings are hurt. But look what they did to Jesus. They spit on him. They punched him in his face. They pulled the hairs out of his beard. They whipped him with a cat on nine tails. It was a leather strap with nine strips, and steel and glass was interweaving. And every time that Roman soldier brought that whip down and pulled it back, it ripped flesh from his torso. He went to Calvary looking like a piece of raw meat. He did it for you and I. God don't need, he won't have, and he doesn't want no coward soldiers. He wants us to be strong soldiers in the army of the Lord. He loves you and I, and he longs to you. Listen, when you make a stand for Jesus, all these people that mock us and make fun of us and belittle us, in the midst of it all, somebody's going to come to the Lord. Not all of them, but somebody. Somebody's going to see the difference in your life, in my life. And because God is dealing with them, and he'll use you to win souls when you make a stand. But we have to make a stand. Pray for those that mock and scorn and belittle. Amen. What is the price we have to pay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We used to sing a song, must Jesus bear the cross alone? And all the world go free. Know there's a cross for you, and there's a cross for me. When people mock you and I and scorn you and I because we make a stand for Jesus, hallelujah, somebody's going to take note and see that we have been with Jesus. Somebody, not everybody, but somebody's going to be drawn to Christ because of you making a stand for him. So where's the badge of honor? Because the ones making fun of us, the ones belittling us, the ones that are putting us down, deep down inside, they're crying out, I need what they have. Let's live for you. Let's crucify this flesh. Let's nail it on the cross. Let's kill it. Let's show the love of Christ to everybody. Amen? Everybody, my brothers and sisters in Christ, show the love to them. My next door neighbor, show the love of Christ to them. My unsaved family members, show the love of Christ to them. Amen? Young saved students in my school, show the love of Christ to them. My unsaved co-workers, show the love of Christ to them. Because this is a spiritual, intimate, personal relationship between you and Jesus. How do I know that? Because every last one of us are going to stand before him individually and give give an account for our lives. If you're going to walk with Christ, let us stand. If you're going to walk with Christ, you're going to pay a price. The price is well worth it. Throughout all eternity, we will be with Him. All this suffering, Paul says, for our light afflictions are but for a moment. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Living for Jesus is the best life. Hallelujah. My name's written down in the Lamb's book of life. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Those who are not walking with Christ have condemnation over their heads. But if you're here this afternoon, and you're here because God is drawing you and calling you, you need to give your life to Christ. The ministers will come to the altar. If we're going to live for Christ, we're going to pay a price. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. A little quiet in here. Somebody need to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. While we're all standing, if we're all able to stand, if you don't mind just closing your eyes with me, and we just want to take a few moments to just let God have His way in this place. I like to say this is the most important part of the service, because after God did what He needed to do, and He used the man of God to deliver the word, the most important thing is, how do we receive the word? Are we going to receive it with a heart of stone? Or are we going to receive the word with a heart of flesh? Are we going to allow the word to come in and make the necessary changes in our lives? As the man of God said, if you're going to live for Jesus, you're going to pay a price. Are we willing to do that? The Bible says, if there first be a willing mind, then it's acceptable to all that a man has. And then it goes further, says, and not according to what he doesn't have. What it's saying is, I'm not asking you to do something that you can't do. I'm not asking you to give me $1 million. I know you don't have it. But what I am asking, it's in your power. It's in your power to do so. Hallelujah. We thank God for this message that was heard today. But today it's about responding to the call. Responding.